We're going to head to Buffalo and be joined by Bulls head coach Lance Leipold. Good morning, Lance. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Ken. How are you?
Doing fine. Thank you for your time. And obviously last week with a bye week, if you wanted to share with us what you and your Bulls were able to accomplish last week.
Well, you know, like a lot of teams in with a full off week, we hadn't had one in a few years, so it was nice to take advantage of. Practice Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, got back to fundamentals, gave some guys that needed some time off the field to heal up a little bit, and still working through that. Coaches got out and recruited, did some self-scouting analysis, and then later on that Thursday had a chance to, you know, scrimmage some of our younger players have been working really hard developing and trying to give them another opportunity and evaluation to kind of see where they could help us as we go down the second half of the season.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star one on your keypad for questions for Coach Leipold. Looking ahead to this week, obviously, a road game heading to Akron. When you take a look at film of the Zips, talk about some of the challenges they'll present to you.
Well, you know, I know Coach Arthur has done an outstanding job in his career and in his first year. I know he's implementing his system and his plan, and you can see that's starting to take place. I know things, maybe not appear its way on the in the win-loss column for him, but you can see them continually get better. Some of their younger players getting more comfortable. They're extremely athletic at the quarterback position, talented at wide receiver. And they're going to utilize those weapons to the best of their ability. They have a safety combination that's probably as good as anybody has in the league with experience, willingness to hit, coverage ability. So again, it's going to be it's going to be a challenge for us. We haven't won on the road, we've lost our last two games, and we need to find a way to make sure that we're taking care of ourselves and find a way to play our best football down there on Saturday.
As you look at the bye week and having that chance to take a moment to take a step back for young quarterbacks, certainly with Matt Myers in that case, and then certainly Kyle Van Trees with not much experience having a chance to get in the last game, what can a bye week mean for young quarterbacks mid-season as they kind of get ready for the thick of league play?
You know, it can mean a lot because you can slow it down a little bit. Maybe some days we weren't on the field quite as long, but you get a little more time in the meeting room. Jim Zabrowski's done an outstanding job as their position coach. One of the things that has been one of our issues is that outside of Antonio Nunn and maybe Zach LaFave, the majority of our receiver targets are guys that weren't on campus last spring. And so continuity, timing, understanding, all those things besides going through the quarterback battle. And then the consistency of which guys are showing up. And with a lot of newer players, the everyday consistency that we expect in our program has caused us sometimes to rotate guys and give guys opportunities. So trying to find the guys that are going to be there and be out there each and every week, and for those quarterbacks to have a work on timing and understanding and get them on the same page was something that we tried to emphasize during our open week.
From a running game perspective, obviously for Jared Patterson, Kevin Marks, and your stable of running game, is your running game where you want it to be right now?
Well, yeah, we're never satisfied, Ken, is where we're at. But, we're always going to keep pushing and find ways to be better as people find different ways to line up against you or to do different things. It has been one of the more consistent parts of our team this year, and rightly so. But, both starting guards have missed time. Their backup, Jacob Gall, went out with injury as well last time. So we're pretty banged up at the guard position. The other positions, thankfully, have kind of stayed healthy. But the consistency that we needed and really needed in the fourth quarter against Ohio wasn't there based on, the health of the group. So it's always a work in progress to keep developing that depth. But as a whole, that has to be it's something that we're going to have to continue to lean on as we grow this year. But it's been a unit that has played well in an area of our game that we've been pleased with.
And a word on your defense. Specifically, where do you see yourself at the midway point, and what do you want to see improvement upon defensively?
Well, you know, holistically, like a lot of people, preventing big plays, consistent in tackling. Really, from the Liberty game, the second half of the Penn State game, and the Liberty game, I thought we've done a better job of giving in pass defense. But it always starts up front. I'm really, pleased with the way our front four has played, been able to get to the quarterback some. This will be tough this week. Cato Nelson's an extremely good athlete. They do a great job of getting the ball, rid of the ball quickly, so that's not going to be there. So it'll kind of go more to the back seven this week of being able to make sure that we cover well. And we also, once they do get it out, that we can rally the ball and tackle well and do those things. So, as to the main part of your question, I think just the overall consistency within our defense is to continue to take the steps that we need, to be the complete defense that's going to be needed to try to play well and win games in this conference.
Well, Lance, we'll let you get back to preparation for Akron. Want to say thank you for your time. Want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk again next Monday morning.
Sounds good. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Lance. For Lance Leipold and his Buffalo Bulls, they will be on the road this coming Saturday at Akron. That game kickoff 3:30 p.m. Eastern and available on ESPN3.